Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Quick shout out for our friend at Computer Hardware, Trip and the Squad.
Triptastic.
45 years in operation.
How long?
45 years.
Are Kearney, you kidding me?
Kearney, Hastings, GI, and Lincoln just south of 70th and O. They are the Apple store of Lincoln. If you have any watch, computer, or phone problems, you know the place to go to. It is Computer Hardware. So we have all been there with issues, and we've all walked away with the issues fixed.
Ecstatic. I've stopped there twice with no issues. I've stopped there
just
twice.
For fun.
Just
for
see
fun.
Trip. Just for fun. Just to swing in. And
no, you just swung in with no business in mind.
No business in mind. Just swung in. So you're saying we don't have to drive to Hastings?
We don't have to. If you want to, you can. But you got a store in Lincoln you could go to. And you
where
see
would
Trip
that be?
It's just south of 70th and O, right by Taco Inn.
Right by the Taco.
God. Very, I mean, I always do this. It's the same thing every time. But it reminds me of smoking
gun.
Yeah, smoking
jerky.
Gun. It's just drive up, park 20 feet away, and walk in to a clean building.
Clean buildings.
Good people, windows, good workers, good business.
Windows. Yeah. I mean, everything. That's one of the appeals of Computer Hardware is the windows. It's very bright and airy.
It is.
They're not hiding.
Yeah, but windows on both sides.
No one's hiding.
No one's hiding in here.
Yeah, so go. I mean, it is. I mean, I'm not joking around. It's a very pleasurable experience.
I do feel a little bit of the Trip popularity, though. Sometimes when you walk in, hey, is Trip here? Yeah, he's here. I'll get him. I know.
There's a little of that.
Let me guess. Radio. Radio.
You know what? Yeah. When I went in the second time, I didn't ask for Trip because of that vibe. Yeah. No, I didn't want to. I mean, there's other people there. Yeah. Trip would understand.
When I've been there, I've always asked for Trip, but somebody else has always assisted me. And it's been incredible.
The vibe is fine, by the way.
it's a very good vibe.
Oh, here to see Trip. I know. Are you part of the fan club also?
It's a Trip
eye roll.
It's growing by the day.
We should get a fan club going for Trip.
It already exists. He's got a big
He came in through the blizzard and he was visibly shaken. The last time he was here, he's visibly shaken.
He told us that, too. He's like,
this was dicey coming in here. There's trucks all over the road. Jackknifed.
But he was here.
He's the man. Trip, Computer Hardware. In Lincoln at 70th and O, right by Taco Win.
744 already.
There is a former coach that believes he was a sacrificial lamb, and he's suing the NCAA. That's former Tennessee head coach Jeremy Pruitt. He claims $100 million.
$100 million.
$100 million in lost wages. This is from CBS Sports.
Jeez.
Says he filed a lawsuit against the NCAA on Thursday, claiming the association conspired with the University of Tennessee and other parties to make Pruitt a sacrificial lamb in an investigation into recruiting violations, according to a DeKalb County, Alabama court filing obtained by Yahoo Sports. Pruitt is claiming $100 million in lost wages as a result of the process.
What do you think, Bill?
Well, it's interesting. There was, according to the, if my information is right, and I believe it is, there was 18 level one violations. 18 level one violations. That's a lot. The one thing will come up again. So the term improper benefits.
Right.
Okay. That will never happen again.
Right.
That's over.
Probably right.
You'll never hear of improper. Well, you know what they did? They paid the guy. Yeah. They're paying players. Yeah.
One second, though. Let's hit that just a little bit. Could there be improper benefits if someone would go exceed the cap.
Yeah, if there's a hard cap and this is being enforced and we have rules.
You're starting to hear that again, by the way.
You
are starting to hear that again.
But until you get...
There could be some of that.
Until you get some sort of jurisdiction that can run this thing that says, hey, listen, because in the NFL, if all of a sudden you decide just to disregard everything, they'll crush you. They have a system.
Yeah.
And so it's like...
They have enforcement.
And so if you get caught, the penalty has to be so steep that it'd be like going, don't do it. Don't do it. Because if we get caught, we're going to get something that'll set us back 20 years. Don't do it.
The enforcement will be... What I understand, Bill, the enforcement won't be the NCAA.
It can't be.
It'll be the Power Five, four, whatever it is. The power conferences will have to self-enforce.
Correct.
See how that works.
But anyway, I think who knows everything that's going on, but it ended so badly.
For Pruitt.
For Pruitt. I mean, basically, Tennessee just came out and said, yep, we did it. Yep, we did some bad stuff here. They cooperated. Yep, here's what happened. Here's what went on. Somehow... They got out of it with just scholarship reductions and with no lost bowl games. So whatever they could.
Does he have a leg to stand on? Is this a man that's suing for $100 million, hoping to get $3 million?
Probably.
You know,
and I know
which is pretty good if you get $3 million.
He might have.
I take $3 million.
He might have something to stand on.
I wonder what the lawyer has in mind here.
Well, here is part of the filing. It says UT Tennessee had a vested interest in the predetermined outcome of the one-sided investigation so it could justify its failure to pay Jeremy the millions of dollars due under his buyout and other incentives stipulated in his contract.
Huh. This is going to be hard to prove, right? That's going to be strikes me as an uphill battle for his legal team. It does. I don't know how you're gonna prove it. I'm not saying he's got a. It's there's no hope here, but man, off the cuff, that sounds tough.
Only thing is obviously that NCAA struggled so bad in the court of law. They've been, and they must have some form of documentation, emails of some sort that helps him.
Yes,
there has to be
that
some
could be
because if you're a law firm, you're kind of going like. Yeah, I don't know if we want to go down this path.
Right.
I don't know.
Something.
They must be like going,
the old
smoking
gun.
Yeah, there's something here where I'm sure there might be like, you know what, we'll just settle this at a lot smaller and just everyone goes away. Because this is the last of it, basically. It's kind of the last of the impermissible benefits.
Yeah.
But when maybe you decide, I know this, if I fired one like right now, if it'd be kind of like, you know what, I'm gonna go after somebody, you know, for $100 million, better have something. And so he has something. He's not going into it like going like, no, you have nothing.
Yeah. You're probably right.
And Pruitt. So it's just interesting.
Jeremy.
It's very, very interesting.
It's something to watch. Will there be a settlement that we never know about? That's the thing. Sometimes you watch and you're like, oh, nothing ever happened. Well, yeah, there's a settlement. And nobody knows what it is. So
The most odd settlement out there right now is Fitz.
At
Northwestern.
What's his full name?
Be Pat Fitzgerald.
Fitz. Pat Fitzgerald.
That's the interesting
one. Is he coaching in high school right now? What's he doing?
I believe so, but I mean, right now it's like this is going to trial in November.
But we don't think it will.
I don't think it'll ever get to that because I think both sides would be like, especially Northwestern, do you want this? Can you imagine the media attention to this thing?
I would think it'd be a lot.
And it's like, but it's very odd. It's like, it's almost like they're hanging on to the very end. And then all of a sudden, like the day before, it's going to be, okay, let's just settle this thing out.
Does Fitzgerald want to coach again in college?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And so we thought he could be a good fit for Stanford if everything clears up by the time that the season's over.
Yeah, he needs to be cleared. Yes. And I don't have to say the inside details of that. Who knows? But it's an interesting story. Very, very interesting story.
Are you okay with the sacrificial lamb reference that Jimmy Pruitt makes here? That's what he calls in the law. It says sacrificial lamb. That's what he calls himself.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, he's filed suit. He wants to use strong words. That's fine. And I'd have to look at the totality of the case to totally understand it.
Yeah. Which it's pretty, like I said, I would imagine Tennessee's not real fired up on it. They just don't want their name in anything right now, Tennessee? Because right now,
no.
They're humming right along.
Right.
They're humming right along. Maybe other play. Their basketball, women's basketball, really good. Women's men's basketball, really good.
Football.
Baseball, national champions.
Football playoffs.
Yeah, football playoff team.
They have Amaliva. What's his name?
Yeah.
Nico
Yamaliva.
Yeah.
Yamaliva.
So they got a lot of things going right now. Tennessee's doing very well.
Yeah, you know what? Some of this is the cost of doing business, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's stuff happens.
You also have to give Josh Heupel huge kudos because he followed Pruitt. Was he the coach right after Heupel? After Pruitt?
Heupel's done an incredible
off
job.
Off the bat, first year was good.
Yeah, he's done an incredible job.
You thought, we're going to an absolute mess. No, not really.
Heupel's done great.
Talk about coming into a mess.
Yeah.
That was a mess.
Steered him out of it.
I mean, that kind of. And then the fan base is a great fan base.
Aggressive,
but it's aggressive fan base. Yes, and he's handled it. And wow, tell you what, if you ever get a chance to go see a game, I've only went to one game there.
But you coached there?
No, I didn't. Never coach there. I've been to a game there, and it is nuts. It is absolutely nuts on the river. Oh, it's unbelievable.
You know who's been there?
Who?
Keith Mann.
Keith Mann's
worked there.
Whoa.
Yeah, Keith Mann.
For how long?
For a spell. Just a spell before Nebraska. Keith, I hope you're listening. Yeah, he worked in Tennessee. I think he worked for Phil Fulmer. I think he was an SID type when Phil Fulmer was there. Keith Mann, our Keith Mann, worked at Tennessee.
Going into that place, and when you walk into that Vol Stadium.
I wish I could.
Oh, it's incredible.
I wish I could.
The checkerboard.
I've never seen it.
We should take a trip there
sometime. The checkerboard.
Never seen it.
The checkerboard end zone.
I've seen it on TV.
Everything about it is just a wow factor.
I've seen it on TV.
Yeah.
I covered that team when they played Nebraska in the bowl game. I was assigned to Tennessee, and it was pretty cool. Covering Phil Fulmer, and you might not remember this, but David Cutcliffe was their OC. And I dealt with Cutcliffe a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, and I liked him. He was a good dude. And, you know, the quarterback was Manning. He was a good dude. And the running back was
Jamal Lewis.
Good job.
Jake.
Baltimore Ravens. Good career with the Ravens as well.
Yeah,
Jamal Lewis
was a mad man. He was a bad man. He was good. Nebraska whooped him.
Maybe we should try to take a trip during a bye week to Tennessee.
No false promises over there, Jake.
I said maybe.
How's it going with that? How's that Amtrak trip going for all of us to go to Olive Garden in Des Moines? That fell through. How's the golf tournament going? Everybody's begging for it. They went, where's Eggers at? And we hear nothing. I got 20 teams lined up ready to go. I'm just waiting to hit send, and it just goes crickets on us. So, yeah.
It's okay, Jake.
No, keep making stuff up,
that's
Jake.
Why I said the word maybe.
We're not going to Knox on the bye week. Where are they at? Doing a live remote from Calhoun's on the river.
Sounds
is there
awesome.
Calhoun's on the river?
There's Calhoun's
that
on the river.
That sounds great. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
It does. Awesome. It does, but it doesn't sound practical.
See about that. Maybe we're going to Vegas for the crown. You never know.
Oh, God.
The championship.
Incredible.
On Sunday.
Maybe is the championship on Sunday?
It is on Sunday. The NCAA tournament championship is Monday, and the crown.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
It's Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
So there you go. There's your schedule. Nebraska, by the way, if you missed out, won last night. They beat Arizona State.
Elite Eight.
They're going to the quarterfinals. They'll play tomorrow night at 8:30 against Georgetown. The score was, again, 86-78 Nebraska. Bryce Williams, 30 points once again in the
win
for the Huskers.
Yeah, he
looked really good.
Doesn't he?
Well, right now, if I'm that's, you have some motivation if you're Fred. Hey, you're put it on film. Put it on film. This is for the scouts. This is for the NBA. This is what you're doing. Yeah, put it on film. Do not put any lazy out there.
Nope.
Do not put uninterested out there.
And he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, Bryce was.
He was good.
Yeah, he's hard to deal with.
Every time you play Someone's watching you. They'll evaluate anything. Trust me. They'll find it.
God, he's a beauty, isn't he? To watch.
If you're an NBA scout, you want to watch it? Yeah, I do. I want to see it. I want to see what he does. I want to see his body language. I want to see whatever it is. They want to see it all.
I received a text from Seth last night.
Seth?
A sports
from
question.
Beatrice. Sports?
Now, Seth is a Duke fan. He's obviously a Nebraska fan. But he said, would Bryce Williams start at Duke?
Ooh, let's talk about this.
Yesterday, we mentioned that Duke has potentially four first-round draft picks. Uh-huh. Potentially four.
Uh-huh. So I'm
and
saying
Bryce
no.
Williams was a certified, no questions asked, first team All Big Ten player, and again, 19 plus points a game. But will he start?
Well, he'd
at
have to
Duke?
Start in front of Nepple, I would think.
Yeah, probably be hard.
Yeah, and Nepple's a 10.
Wouldn't shock me. Though.
Was projected at number 10 overall.
I think you're right.
No,
he was for sure a top a first round pick. And Bryce Williams is not a first round.
Unless they started him at point guard in front of that guy named James, who's like 6'6". He's a beast. He looks like a linebacker. Brings up the ball. I think his name is James. I don't have the lineup in front of me.
He's not starting. He's getting a lot of minutes. He's playing a lot.
Oh yeah.
And that's
Bill. He's playing.
That's the hard part. When you watch his Final Four right now, and you're going like, he's like, you know, could he start for Auburn? Probably. Is he starting? You know, like I said, could he start for Houston?
Probably.
Could he start for Duke? He could start for Duke. Yes.
Yes. He could.
So that's the hard part when you're in these spots. It's like, man, I could have been in those. If I'd have been at the right place, if someone would have nabbed me out of Charlotte.
The stool's out over at skis a little bit, but the fact he's first team All Big Ten suggests that he could start.
He'll have a chance for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Seth asking an interesting question.
That's a good question.
Seth doing sports.
Well, the fact, again, Bryce is not a for sure NBA player. We like Bryce, but he's definitely not a first-round draft pick, and they've got four potential first-round draft picks on that team.
It comes down,
so it's not a given. He starts.
It just comes down to we can't answer the question because you don't know exactly what Shire would be looking for. I mean, I don't know. Could you play him at the point?
I know
guard?
Right now if all of a sudden it was like he's available, they'd be very interested.
I would think so.
Yes.
Just
right now, if he had a year and he went in the portal. Right now,
so highly sought after.
It'd be a shocking number he'd receive.
Yeah, like that.
And he'd want,
and he'd make just, a lot of money
if he had a year left. He would want to take that.
I gotta think he's a $1 million player, right?
Absolutely,
yes,
absolutely,
yes.
Yeah, well, he's All Big Ten. Yeah.
And if you don't make it, a roster in the NBA, which is hard to make. Think of all the great players we've watched.
I didn't make him.
And didn't even make it. Didn't even get a shot.
Oh,
I mean, they're on the roster a little bit, and then all of a sudden, where are they at? They're overseas.
Yep.
They're overseas.
Yep.
So that happens all the time. So, but you
great
can
ones.
G League, make $80,000 or go someplace and make $1.2 million. I'm going to do the one.
Your choice.
Your choice.
Choose wisely. Yeah. Seems like a smart choice.
And also, when you go make the million, you're still alive for the NBA the following year. You're still alive.
Is that an interesting question by Seth?
I'll tell you what, Seth. No, it doesn't shock me, though. It doesn't shock me.
Good sports fan, that's Seth. I'm glad he texted
me. Is he doing yards today?
Yes. Yes, Seth's busy. This is go time.
This is go is time.
It? It's go time for Seth. And it's go time for us in the game show.
We're doing the game show. Okay.
Give us a call right now, 464-568-5, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is April Fool's Day.
Oh, boy.
Today's topic is prank TV shows. These shows, all four of them, were dealt with pranks.
Okay.
Practical jokes, you know.
Okay. I was going to say one, but I'm not going to because you might use it.
Okay. Don't say it. If you think you know your prank TV shows, give us a call right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the breakdown, Sip and Bill and Trivia. Prank TV shows for April Fool's today. You guys feel all right about this?
I don't know where we're going with this, but I'm willing to try this.
Yes. Okay,
good.
We had a big win yesterday, a dominating win.
Yeah, 1-0 in the week, 10-11 since the reset. So,
We got behind a little bit. It's all right.
Okay. We got Connor. Connor, how do you feel about prank TV shows today?
Absolutely terrible.
Okay, that's a good start. good.
Connor, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Is Connor a Cesian by any chance?
Calling from the crown. No. That'd be
incredible. I wish. He's calling from Vegas.
What if it was Connor Cesian calling from Vegas? Was up early. Cool. Was up early at the buffet. Thought he'd call in for the game show.
Went to weigh in on price.
All right, Connor, first question goes to you. What show started in 2011 and is still running, featuring the likes of Brian Quinn, James Murray, Sal Vulcano, and until recent years, Joe Gatto, that follows him around America, watching them do embarrassing pranks?
Did you hear that Murr's under some fire lately?
No.
The accusations there, Impractical Jokers.
Oh! Brilliant. Controversy.
Impractical Jokers.
Wonder what happened. Right.
Did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Ellie knows about it.
Well, I didn't know the name of the show.
Did you?
No, I didn't know
like
it.
That show? Frosty liked that show.
Eh?
Scott?
Scott liked Impractical. Yeah. Big Impractical Jokers fan.
Impractical Jokers and Power Ballads.
Yep. We're starting to know Frosty a little bit in hindsight. One Power year. Ballads and Impractical Jokers.
That's right.
What makes Frosty tick?
The more you know.
And Top Golf, or whatever the hell that golf game is.
Golden Tee.
Yeah. Golden Tee, Impractical Jokers, and Power Ballads.
That's Scott Frost to a T there.
Let's get this going.
1-0 lead. Sip first question. Bills in play. What show was created and presented by Alan Funt from 1948 to 1992 with hidden video of unsuspecting victims who were pranked to the amusement of viewers?
You got it, because I have it.
You do it.
Can a camera.
I wouldn't have had it.
Smile. You're
I
on
don't
candid
think
camera.
I would have.
Smile. You're on candid camera.
That was great.
Alan Funt was. Oh, that was. I completely forgot about this.
Smile. You're on candid camera. Was good.
Was good.
Good job. I don't think I would have got.
Okay. So 1-1 tie. Bill is out, but utilized correctly. Ooh, back God. To you, Connor, for the lead. What show aired from 2003 to 2007 with Ashton Kutcher and Jason Goldberg, creating pranks that made celebrities feel and look silly?
I got it written down right here.
Oh, gosh.
This is for Connor. Bill cannot help.
I got it.
I feel like I should know this, though. I was still in middle school.
I remember it.
5 seconds, Connor.
He was really good at it.
This also was in 2012 and 2015. He came back for random spurts. But main thing, 03 to 07.
Five. Okay, give me the X-Files.
The X-Files.
Give me the X-Files.
David Duchovny. No. Gillian Anderson. That was not a prank show.
Can we read it again, please?
What show aired from 2003 to 2007 with Ashton Kutcher and Jason Goldberg, creating pranks that made celebrities feel and look silly?
I don't know it. Gotcha.
No. Wait, you don't have to take it. You weren't taking it.
Oh,
yeah, that was not a guess.
I got the
What was it, Bill?
Punked.
It was
punked.
But.
Should have gotten it.
It's okay.
No, I should have gotten it.
We're
just
okay.
Don't say it's okay when it's not. No. I should have gotten it.
This is for the win.
I want to be admonished.
If you get this wrong, Connor can steal and win. So, Bill, can I help? What show, sip for the win, featuring Johnny Knoxville and friends, aired from 2000 to 2002 and was focused on the host performing the craziest, stupidest, and most dangerous stunts each episode?
Jeez. We used to watch the show all the time.
Oh, I'm struggling with the name of it.
It was disgusting. It could be kind of gross.
Oh, there was a ton of gross stuff.
You guys don't have it. You don't have it.
Hang on. He got 5 seconds there, Connor.
It's not ridiculousness. Five. Ridiculousness is good.
Five. Four. Three.
I don't have it.
Two.
I don't have it.
All right, Connor. For the win, what is that show?
Can you say the name again, or the description you had?
Yeah, what show featuring Johnny Knoxville and friends aired from 2000 to 2002 and was focused on the host performing the craziest, stupidest, and most dangerous stunts each episode?
I really hope I get this. My wife's been pregnant for a while now. Marriage is on the rocks. I need to call Dr. Love to see if he can help me out here. I'm in a real tough spot.
Yeah?
But tell me this isn't Jackass.
Brilliant. Oh, I guess the wrong one. That's right.
No, you got it.
I gave your music, though.
That's fine.
That is correct. Jackass is correct. You can say that. It's the name of the show.
Terrible performance by me, Bill. Punked and Jackass. I didn't get either of them. Didn't get either of them.
And Bill would have had Punked.
I had Punked and not have Jackass. Oh, okay. I had Punked
and Jackass, and I watched them, and I didn't get either of them.
I wouldn't watch Jackass. I'd be honest, like, nah, this is just dumb. Punked I would watch, and Candid Camera was an incredible thing. When they came up with that idea back in the 70s, when was that show on, Jake?
Well, it started in 1948.
48.
Candid camera?
Yeah.
Yeah. 1948 really? Is so when Alan Funt started
to win.
That.
How long did it go?
He went 48 92. To 92, then had a different variation since then. Yeah. But
God. Connor, Jackass was good. Oh, Connor
congrats.
Hey, can I say, please? Hey, can I say thank you and one thing to Sipple?
Yeah, go ahead.
Shut up.
There we go.
Wow.
Shut up, Sipple. Nice.
It's almost personal.
Well done, Connor.
Thank you. Good job, Connor.
Nice win today for Connor.
Good winner. Good win, terrible performance. I used to watch Jackass religiously, Bill, and I did like it, but it was
some disgusting things in that. I mean, I'm just
kind
horrible.
Of dangerous. Oh, sometimes.
But everything was dangerous. Yeah. They could have died any moment on those.
Yeah. I liked Johnny Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville became sort of an icon. In
well, speaking era. Of that, tiebreaker for Bill. How old is Johnny Knoxville, Bill?
Hit it.
49.
No, he's older than that. He's probably our age. I bet he's 59.
He is 54 years old.
Kind of in between.
Yep. And that was our April Fool's version of the game show.
That was a good one.
Good one, Jake.
I don't think I've ever watched Punk'd. Bill was very...
I did.
I was all into that.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher was really good.
Punk'd was good. Those were good shows.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I was reading about it. Apparently, he got Justin Timberlake once really bad and stuff. I need to see what that was about. But like JT is still, to this day, freaked out by it.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff on there, too. Yeah, it was good. Those are good shows.
Always remember, if you pull a classic or a great one, always remember there's going to be a rebuttal.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, and I don't want to live the rebuttal life. I don't know. Every day I wake That's up, good. Okay, they're going to get me
yep.
today.
Get
Today's
me
the day.
How are they going to get me?
They're going to get me today. It's going to happen. It's going to go down.
The rebuttal.
When we come back, hour three, we'll finally get back to our CBS Sports over-under on teams. We're going to go to the I teams, Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana. Those are next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.